Здравствуйте.
This ministry, I'm a full participant. Amen, amen. How are you doing, everybody? Praise God. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Sorry, 2 Timothy 3, verse 14. Joshua, off that noisy fan. Thank you. So hope you rested yesterday. Okay, I'm coming. Okay, let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 together. One to go, yes, us. But again, verse 14 again. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Assured of, yeah, again, read that verse again. Help me, want to go? Yes, sir. Say continue. Okay, of course, that is a Greek word. Write this down. M-E-N-O, meno. That's the Greek word of continue there. It's a Greek word, meno, continue thou. Oh, God. Of course, is 2 Timothy, Paul writing to Timothy, he's speaking to a man of God, right? Say, I'm a man of God. Say, I'm a man of God. So when we said man of God, we are not saying emoji. Man of God is from emoji. Amen. Emoji is the people who are. A man of God simply means a man with God's will at heart. Please write that down. A man of God, see man of God as a man with God's will at heart. A man with God's will at heart. That's a man of God. So he said, continue on thou. So continue, continue. So that word continue is from a Greek word meno. M-E-N-O. Meno. It means, please, write down the definition. It means to remain, to abide. In reference to a place. To remain, to abide. That word is like, it's in reference to a place. Not to depart, to continue to be present, to continue to be present. To survive, not to become another, to wait upon. To wait, to abide, to remain. So, he admonishes the man of God, which obviously you are, to continue in the knowledge of God's word. Yeah. To continue in the things which thou hast what? Learned, right? In the things which thou hast learned, to continue. That means don't seek greasy opportunities than this. Don't seek greasy things than this. Continue. Say continue. Like, for instance, just give you a few things you should continue on. Continue in the knowledge of God's word. Yeah, continue in it. Continue in it. Don't seek juicy things than this. Don't seek juicy things than this. But the point is that if you seek other things that people call portals, other dimensions, if you seek all those stuff, funny enough, you will get it. That's it. But the end is always sad. Always celebrate your loyalty to God's word. I will take today very calmly, as much as I can. Always celebrate your loyalty to God's word. Continue in evangelism. Continue in evangelism. Continue in the teaching of the Spirit. Continue in the teaching of the Spirit. Continue in evangelism. Amen, amen. Roger, can you mention the nine gifts of the Spirit again for us? Yes, go ahead. Huh? Speak loud. Stand up. Let me hear you. Come on. Yes. Your gift of healing, yes. Word of knowledge. Relax. Word of wisdom, yes. Discernment of spirit, yes. Workings of miracle, yes, sir. Wait, sit down. Okay, brother Samuel, go. Start from one again. Everything. Put them in. Okay. Just mention as you can. Yes? Feel free. Come on. You're a man of God. Yes? Huh? Food. Where are you? What of wisdom? Yes? What of knowledge? Prophecy. Awesome. Healings. Faith. Examine of spirit. Let's start from number six. Sit down. So, brother Jude, give us the nine gifts of the Spirit and categorize them into the categories by our kata. Now, you tell men of God talk now. Yeah. Yes, go. Under which category? Under which category are you talking about? Yes? Hey, Morogo. Oh, Jude. Okay, yes. Under drug, yes. What of wisdom, what of knowledge, and prophecy. Yes, go. Again, utterance gift. What do you call utterance gift again? Oh, Jude, what of wisdom, utterance gift? Ah, on Sunday, how you stand on your chair on Sunday? You just sat down, yeah. Amen, amen. Anu, can you bail him out? Amen, amen. Into the categories, yes? Power gift. I know you start from that one. How you like, yes? Faith, healings, walking on miracle with your teeth. Yes, yes. Come on. Oh, you hope you know your examples are watching your life. Yes. Yeah, no trans gift. Yes. What's on that? Prophecy, tongues. Which type of tongues is there? Yes, which type of tongues is there? Yes. Which type of tongues? Yes. Which type of tongues? Yes. Which type of tongues? Eh? Three of tongues. Diversity of tongues. Okay. Yeah, so go to Revelation. I'll give now. Yes. Hallelujah. Emoji. Keep on wearing your trousers. Keep on wearing. Yeah. My brother. Oh, you know, actually, I didn't know how you confused. Actually, to be candid, before, too, I always see a revelational gift like word of knowledge. God wrote word, okay? It's easy for you to see it as utterance gift. But don't forget, word of wisdom and word of knowledge is not compulsory, you say. You can receive those ones without what? Speaking them, okay? Utterance gift are the things that primarily deal with speaking. That means word of wisdom, word of knowledge, they are primarily information, things that comes to you. But utterance gift, they are what? Expression, okay? What you say to the church. That is why the standard of the New Testament church is that utterance gifts are powerful because they are the real gift with which you use to communicate God's word, communicate doctrine. That is why they are primary. Because they are the gift that results in edification. It's not because power gifts and others are useless, but this is the one you use in ministry, okay? Exactly, guys. So that's why we see them as key. Amen, amen. Hope you got that. Okay, so he said we should continue in these things, continue in them. Obviously, Paul has taught Timothy the things of the Spirit, so he's continuing them, continuing the practice of these things. Say the gift of the Spirit, they are action words. Yeah, you are not, don't see them as much now. They are action words. They are things you do. They are things to be done, things you do. So you continue in it. Also, you continue in joy. Continue in joy. Continue in joy. Continue in joy. Don't cage yourself. Don't enter cages. Things that set you up for daily provocation, for daily sorrow. Anytime you went to greet that guy, you always end up sad, or upset, battered, bruised, and you keep going. What for? Preserve your joy. Preserve it. Preserve it. Continue in joy. Don't toy with things that contend with your joy. Cut them off. Things that contend with your joy, cut them off. Things you have learned. What of moderation? Continue in moderation. Continue in moderation. What are you doing with excesses? Continue in moderation. What are you doing with excesses? You want to do wedding and you are looking for a gown that is worth a ridiculous price. What for? What for? What you cannot wear after that day? Amen, amen. Yeah, you better see that gown. Who do you want to impress? Your husband or the world? Both of them, right? So you continue. You continue in moderation. You continue in moderation. Don't have on just like personally, me, well, it's up to you. Just on personal basis, I prefer things that last long than something than a three day. Say okay, somebody ask me now. Okay, if you have, let me just use what you can comprehend. If you have like, this is not too good to. Why can I even talk? If I am lucky to have like a millionaire. And say, oh, this money can take you and your family on a whole holiday trip to let's say which country? Let's say a close country. Bahamas, 1 million. For your family. Go and check price ticket. I mean fly ticket. Bahamas is under US now. That will not take you. Then we drop you halfway. It will drop you people at Amsterdam, deport you somewhere. So, like, if I have that and I was able to maybe go somewhere and come back, and 5 days or sometime you will see this place, you will see the queen. Have you seen the queen? No. You will see the queen. But will the queen be living with me? No. I prefer that to use it to get one very big TV. Amen, amen. Which will always be with me forever. Amen, amen. I mean, now that is just, like I said, very personal, okay? But I'm just saying in quotes that don't always, there are some things that you ask people that, okay, at the end of the day, what for? By the time you buy wedding dress for 250K and you wear it for, change. I know you say, that day, they will see. Continue. I know you are not thinking. Amen. Say moderation. It's a Christian character. Yeah, it's a Christian character. So, you continue in those. Continue in moderation. Continue in prayers too, okay? Continue in prayers. Continue. Continue. So most times we are tempted to think that, I have learned of God. What else? Listen to this. Most times you are tempted to say, but I have now learned God's word now. After learning God's word, what else? What else? I have learned God's word. I have learned about my salvation. I have learned about the character of God. I have learned this. What else? God says, what else is continue? If you have not written anything down today, please write this down clear and very plain. Christianity is actually boring without ministry. Write that down. Christianity is actually very boring without ministry. Very boring without ministry. What is ministry? Committing same things to others. It's very boring without ministry. When all you think about is, I just learned God's word, sit down in my house. That is why you'll be thinking that and God is not enough. But by the time you know that you have, how many Henry teachers in your church? Like 16 of them. They are all Henry T and they are all coming raw. And they are ready to stay, but you must act them, you must load them before they produce awesome results. Then you know that you have a job to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now very soon I will be giving the title of Lord. You know, we have fathers in this church, we have pastors. Pastor is small pastors. We have Lord. Then we have father. You understand? Then we have uncles come later. Uncles. I think divine will qualify for that one. Practitioners, we don't know where it's going to belong at all. So, please, ministry is what actually makes Christianity interesting. Okay? Ministry. Not sitting, say, I've learned. Yes. What else? What else is take it out? Taking other men through what one knows, all should know. What one knew, all should know. What one person knew, all should know. That's all I crave for. That little I know is all I'm doing ministry. Of course, the man of God must learn more, but that little, yeah, that's ministry. You know, one thing I love in this last program is the singers, they are all actually saying the same thing. Like, you see, look at the explanation. Look at everybody. It's so clear that everybody learns. It's so clear. Who can tell me the three most quoted scriptures in the program? Three most quoted chapters of the Bible. Eh? Someone is talking here. Yes? Sir? Precious? Sir? Matthew 28. Any other one? Yes? James 1. Not. Somebody said 2 Timothy 2. Remain one. Second Corinthians 5. Remain one. Colossians 4:16. No, okay, these are the singers. The people that are singing in tongues. Oh, Hebrews 1. I think about three of them use Hebrews 1. Is that use Hebrews 1? Grace use Hebrews 1. So that just shows learning. No, I gave ministers a short exam on Wednesday, right? And Pastor Gila said, I used an excellent examiner. Amen. So it was an excellent examiner that marked them. And he said, which type of people is this? That all of them actually started or in that first part, they quoted the same scripture. Romans 1. Is it Romans 1? What? Is it 18? 18. As they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Now everybody, that no one means that. That's how it's meant to be. Now we ask Paracletus. Paracletus, who is God? He's the junior brother of Judas. And I went to Rapture. Who is God? He's the son of Mary. The same thing. So we must ensure that sound doctrine circulates. Yeah. So you must circulate. You must pass it around. You must circulate. Let it circulate. Sound doctrine must circulate. So instead of thinking of running ahead of others, why not stay faithful with the little land and be a master of it? Instead of thinking to be running ahead of others, why not stay faithful to the little land and be a master of it? Why not? For instance, today right now, since we didn't really do VG yesterday on Friday, did we do VG? Technically, that was not a VG, right? So I was thinking that today would be the retribution. I was thinking that today, you're turning to a day of the Lord, start teaching from 8, like the normal 8 to 6, maybe. Amen. Now, this is not doctrinal, and it's not incorrect, and it's not really correct or like that. But I received that no, let them rest. Teach your normal thing, and let them go and rest. So that means it's not because of one thing. Because next week's our day is what? It's the day of the Lord. That's why even this week again, Friday, there will be no VG. First time in how many months?
Yeah.
Why? Because two sets of membership training, two sets of workers in training, they have the D-Day. Hallelujah. God's work, God's action, D-Day. That's the D-Day. Amen. So now this is what I'm trying to say. It's not always about, I know you is not happy right now. Say, Pastor, what now? No. Let's bring everybody up. Actually, you have been praying all night, all day, since when? Since Tete. So, but me and my experience is not the point. But that individuals also go up to understand that he must give room for that. Are you with me? He must give room for people to go. I'm not a fan of running ahead of everybody. No. Let's all, that is why, if you have seen literally, the scheme of the trainings are just increasing. They are increasing. We must take people through everything. And that is why I hope you know that every new series is new responsibility. New responsibility, because we will load it again, compress it. Load it inside. So we must continue. Yeah, we must continue in bringing others up. We must be zealous for that. Thank you. So, I said, train others. What actually deceives some people out of accountability is when you think the little you are learning is not enough. No. It's when you think somebody else is, when you think somebody else somewhere is preaching better, he has more mystery about angels, has more mystery about potters, what else? Mystery about, blisters. What's that? Even she agrees, she's a ram. Blisters. What's all that? So the question is, let me also tell you this, because I know you have disciples that you love to make better, and they are not here. Some people can be complained that, I depend on them, but they are doing well, they are pushing fine. My church, they are just trying. They are not doing that much. This is the question. Ask him that the little your pastor there is teaching, have you made it a duty to commit that to 100 people? Learn to ask your friends those questions. At least you have pastors that they agree on salvation, they agree on this, they agree on things of the spirit. The little is doing. Have you done? Doctrinal flaw is a different. Is different. But the little is doing. Are you committing it to enough people? Well, that is the joy in Christianity. As I mentioned, they say, go ye to all the world, go ye. So, exhaust ministry where you are. Exhaust it. Once you can find salvation, the things of the Spirit, right Bible interpretation, the character of God, of course, awesome. So, verse 15 now. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, now, if a book is given to us by the inspiration of God, meaning God ensured that a book is compiled for you, so also the order of the compilation is important. Just write this down, that the order of Bible compilation is also important. Hearing is also the wisdom of God. Just write that down, I'm coming. Hearing is also the wisdom of God. The order. The first book in the Bible, the second, the third, that order is also the wisdom of God. Luke 24. Luke 24. Hey, are you there, sirs? See verse 44. Let's read 44 together. And he spake unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, in the Psalms, concerning, where did this start from, guys? The law of Moses, then prophets, then Psalms. See verse 27. Let's read 27 together. I want to go. And beginning are through Moses and all the He explained unto them in all these scriptures the things concerning himself. See, same thing if you check out Matthew 19, verse 7, write that down. He said, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wife, but from the beginning. Where is the beginning? Genesis, from the beginning. It was not so. Now, John 5, 46. Sorry, that one is Matthew 19, verse 8. That's Matthew 19, verse 8. See, now John 5, 46. Sorry for paraphrasing. John 5, 46 and 47. John 5, 46 and 47. Want to go, guys? For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. Why? For he wrote of me. Next verse. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? So, we can get a lot from the book of Moses, especially Genesis. We can get a lot from the book of Moses, especially Genesis. Because of, let me just say three reasons. Number one, Genesis is an account of Moses that predates Moses. That means he had no control over everything that happened. E.g., for instance, now, nothing was written in Genesis because of the hardness of anybody's heart. Hardness of us was Moses' experience from Exodus, right? His people. So there are things written by Moses before he even came. Well, he was born in Exodus, right? Number two, it is a book of origins. Origins. Of course, we all know, as a man, we all know the meaning of when we say something is from the original. Something is the original. It's a book of origins. A book of origin. Where things started from. Where it all began. Before sin came. Before things spoiled, a book of origin. Number three, this is very important. It is the only book in the Bible that span across 2,400 years. The only book in the Bible that spanned across 2,400 years. You should know that from creation to let's say the flood of Noah is how many years? It should be 2,000 years, right? Then from the flood of Noah before Noah died, Terah, Abraham, and Jacob, before they went to Egypt, that is more than around 400 years. I've forgotten the accurate timing. So it's the only book of the Bible that span across over 2,400 years. So, for instance, if somebody is asking you that, why is man created? What is all this? Why are we after all this? Just read. Read the book of the beginning. Read where it all began. Read where it all began. So the sermon today is What is Man? Series 2. What is Man? Series 2. So you grow, you start with the sermon, you grow into a world wherein the supernatural cannot be denied. Many of you are stupid to deny the spiritual, the supernatural. And you hear everyone saying there is a God somewhere. And he said he has a book called Genesis. Read it. Read it. Genesis 1:26 now. You read it. This teaching will tend to clear a lot of things for you further. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. In our image after our likeness. That word likeness in the Hebrew, it means after our resemblance. Please write that down. Likeness, Genesis 1:26, it means resemblance after our manner, after our fashion, after our model. Resemblance, manner, fashion, model, similitude. So, it is clear why is man created and what for? the likeness of God. He is created for the likeness of God. Oh God. He said, I want man in my image. Meaning man is a being created for the will of another, for the will of God. Man is a being created for the will of God, created for another. Let me first state this clearly. Now, that is sovereignty. What I just stated now is sovereignty. You actually cannot do anything about it. But I will explain. Hold on. That is actually sovereignty. The purpose for man's existence is God's sovereignty. It's too late for a man to come today and to think he can plot another path for himself. It's too late. And it's actually irreverence. Now think about it. You woke up to meet a vast earth. You didn't contribute to the oxygen in the atmosphere. You didn't contribute to the sunlight. You didn't contribute to the water. You didn't contribute to the rainfall. You came to meet all this. So it's not improper to honor the owner of it all. It's not improper. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's not improper to honor the owner of it all. It's not improper. Let me explain. Let's assume you have a nice eatery. Let's say you have a nice saloon, a female saloon. Nice, big, everything is awesome. Nice saloon. Very fine, very awesome. And you now employed somebody. You employ a sales girl. And the sales girl got to the place. Say, it's not good for a saloon, no. You should be roasting fish in this place. You should be a fish roasting. Say, don't worry. In fact, this air dryer, we'll be using it to grill the fish. Now turn your air dryer to a what? Fish griller. What will you tell her? So even in the sphere of man, you will know that anything you are called, just like you call your friend to come and eat with me, and you're saying, can I bring my friend? Hope you know that friend, he's not likely to survive another call. I mean, he won't hear another call. So that means everybody honors the intention of another. Let me say it this way. You honor any intention that predates you. If somebody said, this is just like this place right now, the name of the church is the Edifying Assembly. They didn't say Ojut and Sons. They didn't say Ojut, Para, and Sons. I said Ojut and Para, they cannot suddenly come and say, no, service is too long. The service should be 20 minutes. Where praise from 20 minutes should be 18 minutes. We preach, we sparkle sermon, and we ensure our sister Grace sings in all our glory. Amen, amen. That the heavens come down. Then we sparkle. So then Paracletus will now come and sparkle some word for, 1 minute. The announcement will take 1 minute. Then we go. Amen, amen. Say, what a service. Yeah. If the name is Ojut, Para, and Sons. Who are the sons? Gillette, right? Then you could have done that. But anything that predates you, in fact, at times, you even enter a taxi. And I want to wind down the glass. Say, no, say you only pay for a trip. Leave my glass. That is the way it has you paid for. Are you with me? So, just like somebody, you are going to town and you stand, and somebody carries in a drop. I say, sir, the carpet of your car, why is it red? Hey, Oga, you lost park. Calm down. Same way, you woke up to meet an art. Sorry, yes, an art. And you woke up to meet men. In fact, you woke up to meet yourself. Hallelujah. Even your own conception, you don't know about it. So it's always proper to honor the creator of it all. Now, listen more properly from this point. It is pride for man to think he can self-compute out the purpose of man. It is pride for a man to think he can self-compute out the purpose of man. Seeking uniqueness outside the common good is irreverence to the Creator. Seeking uniqueness outside the common good is irreverence to the Creator. Now, this is the other part. Are we saying we are all slaves in the hand of God to do God's bidding? No. Write that down, please, as a rhetorical question, as a question with its answer. Are we saying we are all slaves in the hands of God to do God's bidding? No. Listen carefully. Are we saying we are all slaves in the hand of God to do God's bidding? No. But please, don't allow your own grace message become an irreverence to the purpose of God. Let that not be your own grace message. So, man are not slaves to do God's bidding, but yet there is a bidding of God. The real question is, how does God make man do his bidding? See, oh, just don't forget how I'm twisting everything. There is actually a bidding of God. There is something that God wants done. But the real question is, how does God want man to buy into this? How does God bring man into this bidding of his? How does he do it? How does God bring man into his will? God's way of bringing man into his will is the gospel. It's the gospel. And we know now that the gospel is an appeal. It's apologetic. It's an appeal. It's an appeal because God respects his man. I love that. You have your will and God respects that will. That is why the gospel is an appeal. God has a will for man, but God will not force it. He's writing this down in all the shades. God has a will for man, but God will not force it. He won't. He will not force it. Let me know when you are done. Well done. Say God has a will for man, but he will not force it. Thank you. Psalm 8 now, verse 3. Psalm 8, verse 3. Psalm 8, verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, please pay attention now, help me. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy hand, the moon and the stars, which thou hast what, guys? Which thou hast what? Ordained. Next verse, yes. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him. Now, slowly now, we have to analyze this, and the second sermon will continue better. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? Now, see that word mindful, okay? In the Hebrew, don't forget the Old Testament is written in Hebrew, the New Testament in Greek. In the Hebrew, that word mindful means to remember. It means to make mention. Z-A-K-A-R. To remember, to mark, to mention him, to recognize. Now, he said, all the son of man that thou visited him. That word is more serious. That word visit is P-A-Q-A-D. Paquad. Something like that. P-A-Q-A-D, visit. It means to oversee, to care for, to oversee him, to care for him, like to pay a friendly visit, to care for him, to miss him. Now, this same verse of the scripture was quoted again in Hebrews 2 verse 6. Please go back to the New Testament right now. Hebrews 2 verse 6. Same words, same everything. Hebrews 2 verse 6. But one in a certain place testified. Are you there? When he said one in a certain place, who is that one? That should be David or whoever wrote that psalm. Hope you know it's not David that wrote all the psalms, right? Okay. See, Hebrews 2 verse 6. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what? What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou? So that word mindful right now is the same actually. In the Greek is minesco, M-I-N-E-S-K-O. M-I-M-N-E-S-K-O. Now, the way the Greek puts it, explains this, is a bit different. It means to remind oneself. To remind oneself of something. That means self-remembrance. That means nobody tells God to remember man. Self-remembrance. For somebody to put himself, to charge himself with a duty of remembering somebody. Self-remembrance. Did you get that? Did you get that, sirs? Thank you. Self-remembrance. When somebody charges himself with a duty of remembering, of reminding himself of one person. Now, the other one is all the son of man that thou visited him. That word visit is serious Greek word, but the expression is actually very serious. It means to inspect, to look after, to look upon in order to help. To look upon in order to help. To look after, to care for. That is in order to care for. To provide for. It's like looking out for someone to employ. Looking out for someone to do good. Write anyone you can remember, please. Hallelujah. So, God's mind is actually full of you. Now, that is love. That is love. When you see some tyrannical dictators in the country, in the countries, or military rulers, they demand submission. But is their mind full of you? Huh? No, right? Their mind is full of the position, power, authority. They want to flex. They want to show you that they are in charge, right? But God, his mind is actually full of man. So, what is the motivation to bring man into God's will? Is love. Please write that down. What is the motivation now to bring man into God's will? Is love. But don't forget, we have already said though, there is a will of God that predates you. That predates some people when you tell them your ministry, say you don't understand. Even if I tell my case before God, even God will pity me. I was a bastard. Even my own bastard. I was a first class bastard. It's not even my father. I didn't even know my mother too. Primary school, I spoiled myself. Secondary school, I didn't even go. Tertiary, I didn't know I got there. Blah 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 blah. Now I'm saying, you say you serve God. You say you are not serious. You are far from serious. There is a will that predates all those your predicaments. A will that predates all those your predicaments that came before it.
So I said, the motivation to bring man to God's will is God's love. So we are men that God longs after. But this is the question. Where do we see that love? Where is it? Where do we see that love? Where is it located? Where do we see it? Go back to the same Psalm. Psalm 8, verse 5. Where do we see that love? Where is that love located? Where is the love of God located? Psalm 8, verse 5. Okay, let's read from verse 4 again. Let me wait for you to get there. Psalm 8, from verse 4. Want to go, guys? Yes? What is man? Read louder, please. Yes? Or the son of man that thou? Yes? Hold on. Read verse 6 again. Yes, as thou made him to have dominion over the works of the hand, thou hast put all things under. So where is the love located? Check Hebrews 2 again. See how Hebrews now put it. Hebrews 2 verse 6. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou hast mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowns him with glory and honor, and thou didst set him over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Full stop. That is where that quotation stopped, actually. So if the people that divided the Bible into verses, they could have started a new verse after this. But it's fine, because that is where the quotation stopped. Now, he was now explaining. Now, pay attention, brethren, pay attention. He was now explaining from here. Now, he wants to explain what the psalmist was trying to say. For in that he had put what? All things under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But what? Now, we see not yet all things put under him. Verse 9. One, two, let's read, yes. But we see Jesus, who was made a what? Little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. So now, that means, when you are trying to relate this man in verse 6 and 7 to the universal man, we saw that the real universal man cannot measure up this standard. But we now see Jesus, who also was made a little lower than the angels, but for a reason, for the suffering of death. That's the incarnation. So when this authority he spoke about seems not to be found seen in men, so that was the incarnation. So I said, when this authority which he was speaking about, when it seems not to be seen in men, he found it in Christ. The writer of Hebrews said, guys, this authority is in Christ. Verse 10. Wait for you. Well done, everybody. To me, I can't, it's a privilege for people to come to me and learn God's word. They seek not to compete with anybody. As can you even see, right now, sure, you still don't have a banner. Amen, amen. And we're not going to have one anytime soon. Because today is full. Amen. Today is full. I know you don't say it. It's not full. It's full. It's God. Okay. Where are we? Verse 10 now. Once we go, let's read. Yes. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of your salvation. Verse 11, for both he that sanctified and they which are sanctified are all of, for which cause is not ashamed to call them. Verse 12, yes, keep reading, yes, saying, I will declare unto the brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in them. And again, behold, I and the children God has given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the and deliver them through the fear of death while all their lifetime subject to morning. Why? Verse 16, for verily he took not the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of, whereof in all things he behold him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a what? Merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins. So, where is that love of God? How do we see that love of God? How do I see that God cares for man? We see that in the death of Christ. Where do we see? How do we see that God truly cares for man? In the death of Christ. In the sufferings of Christ. God is mindful of man. How? Where? In the sufferings of Christ. In the death of Christ. Are you with me, brethren? In the death of Christ. So, that means David started by asking a question which he answered in the same prophecy. Are you with me, brethren? So, now. So, let me ask you this question right now. Who can you say God is mindful of? The universal man, be careful, or Christ? When he's saying, what is man? God, see the analogy. He said, when I look at the heavens, I saw the mountains, the seas, everything. See, what is man that you're mindful of him? That your mind is full of him. So, which man is that? Is that Christ or the universal man? Roger? The anything that is deep, that I think that there will be no answer to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, in the incarnation, we see Christ as who? As a person. As a person. But in the resurrection, we see Christ as a family. Write that down. In the incarnation, we see Christ as a singular person. There's a reason he's called the only begotten Son of God. Only begotten. Now, let me ask this question again. That family called Christ, listen, that family called Christ, is that family available for Adam to enter? Talk now. Yes, sir. That family called Christ, is that family available for Abraham to be part of? That family called Christ, the family just started 2,000 years ago? So, read verse 10 again. Hebrews 2, verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in what, guys? Bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. So that means that prophecy of Genesis 1:27, or I want to make man in my image. We apply to Christ in the incarnation, but to us in the resurrection. Only one man in the incarnation is the man of God, is the one in the image of God. Everything else we are now created. After him is a prototype, a prototokos, like Reverend Abel Damina will always put it, prototokos. He loves that word a lot. So we are now all after him. So he's saying, bringing many sons to glory. So please write it down this way. So the progression is that, please don't miss this phrase, or I will put it. So the progression is that God's mind is full of man, and all, especially the man in Christ. Write it down like that. God's mind is full of man, and all, especially the man in Christ. Oh, shabby. No, no, oh. Hallelujah. I'm trying to show you, because the universal man is man in Christ, still in the production line. You remember when I taught you production line? Remember? The universal man is a potential man in Christ. So the destination is man in Christ. The process is biological battle. Are you with me, brethren? Amen, amen. Amen, amen. So if God's mind is full of Christ, it's normal to reciprocate by ensuring my mind is full of Christ too. Simple. My mind is full of Him. My mind full of things in Christ. Full of the things in Christ. Don't forget, man is not only to be in the image of God, but also in the likeness of God. In the likeness of God. So in the will of God, or the will of God is in Christ. The will of God is in Christ. The will of God is in Christ. Is in Christ. So now, talking to us now as believers, what you think about mostly is what actually defines you. What you think about mostly is what actually defines you. The way some believers think about money is too absurd. It's too absurd. Very bad. The way some believers think and treat relationship like their whole life and being depends on it is sad. Sad. Whereas it's not good, like, of course, we should, me in this place, we are serious with my brothers for relationship. They don't. Brothers say we are not heartbreakers. Hallelujah. Come on, you don't want to say it. Anything, you are not saying it. Where are you? Brother, you didn't talk. You don't have any heart to break out of men.
Yeah, sorry.
Go for evangelism. Next set of membership training. Amen. But for someone to break your heart and for you to be useless, 2 months. 2 months. 2 months. Ah, Oshefuan. Yes. Sorry. It's a pity for you. It's a pity. What? Again, back to Psalm 8, verse 3. Are we saying ministry things in Christ are the only thing the believer should be doing? That means you didn't read that prophecy very well. Don't forget, these things are written for our admonition. See Psalm 8 again. Read verse 3 loud and clear. Once you go, when I consider thy what? Heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man? Now, clearly, that clearly tells us that, like, in the midst of the many other things that we can attribute to God's power, man was at the peak. In the midst of many other things that we can attribute to God's power, man was, or man is, at the peak. In fact, Christology will even teach you that man is the only, that all the power of God was invested into man's salvation. Well, but looking at creation, let's just say man is at the peak. So he already gave you that slant that, okay, no. Ah, wow, there is the heavens, right? There is the stars, right? There are the moons, right? But there is a man that your mind is what? Is full of. So to you, you can say, there is your fiancé, there is the planting, right? There is the, what else? Nothing else. Jesus. So your life is true. Amen? So that means you can just say, okay, there is this you are doing, you are a lawyer, you are this, but your mind is what? Full of God.
Glory to God.
Say, despite other things, my mind must be full of something.
Not something, someone. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So, what God does to us, it is honor for us to replicate.
See, I'm a man in the likeness of God. Say, God is mindful of me. Say, therefore, I respond to his love by being mindful of him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, it's now...
I'll close in 5 minutes. This person.
So, it's now more sad when people now come to church to know God, and the preacher will now direct their thoughts back to what they are running away from. It is bad. It is terrible. When the high point of your ministry is money, or when you establish a ministry based on relationship, when you establish a ministry based on women affairs,
it's sad. It's sad.
When people now come to church, you remember, I didn't know which series now, I tell you that in the church, we only serve you with what God has provided. See, that means we serve, right? That means we serve, we love, we care. But where do we get what to serve from? From God. That means we don't ask that pastor, okay, what do you want?
Wow. I just want... I didn't know what he wanted. Let me go out from my knee what he wants. Oh, no. What he wants is too clear. Amen.
Para, yes. Yeah, yeah. I said, what do you want? Say, pastor, let me add some flesh.
I said, awesome. I said, Sister Christy, go and clear the worship account. Buy gym equipment. Put it in the exam room. Amen, amen. Say we serve saints with what God has provided.
So again, if you ask me the question, what is man? Man is the being that God is, God's mind is full of. So also, man's mind must be full of God.
People should not come to us and we are directing their thoughts away from God. Oh, it's bad.
I submit to the fact that if Christians are all around the world, are taught the will of God, the power of God, the appeal of the gospel is enough to subdue every other false religion. I submit to you, if Christians everywhere are taught the will of God, not to come to church for themselves. Very few people who do, if you see people in VG or in prayer meeting,
Can you give me a Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
As you are doing all that, what are you thinking about? An enemy somewhere? What else? Grammar somewhere? Your boss at work? If you are doing Holy Ghost, fire. If it's, nobody thinks about evangelism. Few people do that for mission. Unless you're already in the place that Boko Haram is coming here, and now people is coming and say, hey, okay, oh, you like by me. Now you're in a serious situation. Now Christ and 35.
Keep Christians everywhere. There was, I didn't know that song. Which song did you used to take yesterday?
He was saying some things after the song, and I was listening, and I was scared, like, are we even doing enough? How much are you interested in God's will? Why do you come to church? Some people, the way, what they come to church is, okay, you pursue money from Monday to Saturday. So at the end of your trade, you now enter loss. So you just come to church so that your next trading week can what? Can shoot up. You know, if you do forest trading, you know what I'm saying? After your week, say, deficit. Okay, let me come to God. So that what? That means you are using God for yourself. Such a thing, you are an insult to the will of God. Insult. Last scripture right now, Romans 1:28. Look at your week. How much do you devote to pursue excellence in the things of God? How much? The pursuit of money must not define you. Why did I make this a serious series in church? God, Jesus himself said, you cannot serve God and mammon. I don't know why he said it. He said it. He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and that ass that is full of I want must make it. And please focus on the second. Just wait for the second part. I will bring a lot of things out clearer. Romans 1:28. Come on, scripture. 1:28. One to go. And even as they did not lie to retain God, where? In their knowledge. That's the issue. That's the sin. Sin was primarily a rejection of that will of God. We're preaching, I know that's your life, but me, I'm in my sweet 80s. I must do my time. And your time will pass now. Are you the first? You won't be the last. As they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. And I think I posted this on Facebook a while ago. I have observed. Once you miss this at this our age, it's difficult to pick it at 35. Ask my wife. Ask the people that are going to. It's difficult. Very difficult. Go and see them at 40. Like, yeah. By then, you'll be celebrating the people who have gone ahead of you. Say, wow, well done. I mean, sorry, celebrating the young people that are now doing what you ought to be doing. Yeah, you are trying. Yeah. If you don't get this seriousness now, by the time you now have boo-boo, whammy, who else? No one. Shelly Coco, yes? By then, they are all on ground. And the one that Papa is about to add the two. By the time they are all on ground, now those ones they must eat. They don't eat Bible doctrine. Amen, amen. they don't eat Greek words. They eat food and it's not cheap. Sorry, like I want to call that stupid thing. It's not cheap. And if you are not unlucky, if you are unlucky to have babies that don't take pap. Me, I was blessed of God. I have a baby that does not take milk. She took pap for how many months? Amen. So the upkeep was like 2-5. I buried myself. I just go to one woman and shattered it. Oh, on that road to Akuba, just shattered the big pap. Take it to go. I can go to work. Everything is fine. Not nothing. Hallelujah. You're unlucky to have a baby that's mommy full so cream. Plus that, no, you know. We have babies that knew the difference between Hollandia imported picnic and they will test it. You know you're in soup. Now all you just need to do is to mix cowbell plus what? Plus Nunu. And you spoil with sugar. You will take it. That's the wisdom of God. Amen. Amen. So what I'm saying is, by the time you don't pick it up now, write it in your mind, you will not pick it up later. And you will not. It's not a curse. It's obvious. Because man, there's a limited amount of craziness that you can keep up to, yes, on, how should I put it though? There's a threshold you get to. There's a limited amount of my will that you put there that you will not be able to do the will of another again. There's a degree. Once you get to that place, it's like a point of no return. People will preach to you. Say, yes, I know. Let's read. That's why I observe that. See, it's not only here that most of these world churches that is filled with young people. We like you. Say, do you want money? They want to give you money. The merchant says, do you want money? So, do you want your money? Sit down. Say, but
Have appointments. You see your life.
See, man's mind must be filled with God's will among other things.
Among other things, that yes, you do your normal daily stuff, you go to work, we preach at work here, we do everything, but your mind must be full of God's will. Ensure your mind is not filled with the pursuit of money. Ensure your activities are not defined with the pursuit of money. So see that. That's Romans 1:28. It says, as they did not like, Brother Michael, when you are done, please. As they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That is a real thing. It's not, I don't see, I don't lie, I don't go around. Well, yet your mind is not filled with God's will. You are an idol worshiper.
That's the truth.
But I don't go out. I don't do this. I don't steal. But your mind, but explain salvation, nothing. Explain the Holy Spirit, nothing. Tongues, nothing. You are an idol worshiper. You worship yourself. You are your own idol. You are in the temple and you worship yourself. That's the point.
See, man's mind must be filled with God.
Yeah. Sin comes in the rejection of that. Money will not kill us, though. That's the prayer. Money will not kill us. What we hear things about my career is like is an override in your mind. And of course, in this church, we know how we do it. We what we say is that, okay, like for instance, I will say it in 2 Samuel. If this will of God right now, it jams you when you're already caged with what? With some things. What do you do from then? You will what? How do I put it? Eh? Anything? Fight back. That's the way I usually put it better. Plan your way out. Plan it. That means from that day, you remember, like that's why I keep telling you, the day the call for ministry comes, see it as vital. The day somebody starts shouting this thing on you day and night, from that day, you'll be accountable before God. So from that day, now, like for instance, if you are already so maybe you're already into debts, into plenty debts, which you have to keep working from that to pay up, but the call came and you understood that, I'm in error. I'm in poverty error. From then, will you keep incurring more debts? Huh? So you can be more caged? No, that means from then, actively, you will plan your way out. Because there is ministry to be done. Actively, not passively. Not that I hope I will be better. We are hoping. No! We say, last 6 months. I don't have time for midweek. Right now, at least I can make midweek service. But don't worry, sir. Give me the next 3 months. You know these visits I cannot attend. I will be able to attend. That is the man that is making deliberate progress. Deliberate. You will plan it actively. If you check my system, I have a lot of sermons that I can give you right now. Well, you need this. Everything will not matter. It will not matter if you don't pick God's will, like your life depends on it. Because guess what? His life depended on it. He gave his life for you. Hallelujah. God's life and God's will consume God's life. His will too should consume our life. Write that down. See, I'm the object of God's love. Say, I'm the receiver of God's fullness. Hallelujah. Say, I'm also the one that responds to God's love. I'm the one that responds to God's will. I'm the one that responds to God's service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sing in tongues. Now I have to go back all around. Who led this song? Branches took over now. Panting as over them. In broad I can still go back to come and I can force a time and they brought her tails. Mantula Bade, Catola Basata. Came broad and I still go back to come and take a villa, Marantel and you know Zantam. You got a mic.
All these connections from my past. It's never too late to get back on track. There is ministry to be done.
Hold on, everybody, pause, sing in the Holy Ghost. Sing in the Holy Ghost. I show up and run with this call. No distractions from my past. It's never too late to get back on track. There is ministry to be done. I pick myself up with this call. And run with this call. No distractions from my past.